I'm Bill Morris with Habitat Magazine. Joining me today is
Armin Radoncic,
a principal at Venture New York Property Management. Welcome, Armin.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Let's start off. Tell us a little bit about Venture New York's portfolio. You guys are an up-and-coming company. Tell me about your portfolio.
Absolutely. So we manage buildings throughout the five boroughs, and they are primarily cooperatives, condominiums, and HOAs.
How many buildings, roughly? I know your portfolio is growing. How many buildings are you handling now?
So now I want to say we are north of 100 buildings collectively, which are about 4,000 units, more or less, Bill.
Okay. Well, now, I know all of these buildings, the co-ops and condos and HOAs, are all worried about property taxes. That's a perennial thorn in the side of boards. Tell us quickly how you handle the paying and the fighting of property taxes. Let's start off with how does the property tax come to the board's attention and how do you budget for that?
Bill, that's a great question. And it's an important one because in co-ops specifically, property taxes are paid collectively by the co-op on a monthly basis, whether it's from the bank that escrows that amount or whether the building pays for it quarterly by the management company. So what generally happens is there's what's called a status date. So by January 5th of every single year, the property is judged by the Department of Finance. And then by January 15th is when this information becomes public, where you can actually go online, you can log into the Department of Finance, and you put in the building's address or the block and lot, whichever is easier. And then it'll give you an actual market value history. So what happens is that it'll give you a comparison from last year versus the new tax assessment year. And it's all on a fiscal year, which means so for 2022, 2023, you'll get a market value. And then for 2023, 2024, you'll get a new market value. So it'll show you that difference.
Now, is this, I want to make sure I understand, is this an assessed value or market value that the Department of Finance is hitting you with here?
So it's actually both. So what happens is they give you a market value and they give you an assessed value based off of the rental comparables that are within that block or that zip code. But the market value is what matters. Ultimately, the market value is what's written on the Department of Finance. And what happens is when you have that, buildings generally have until March 1st to contest it. And then by October 21st, that's the final filing of the petition where you'll get a settlement agreement by the Department of Finance, which goes to your tax certiorari. And obviously they get everything in writing. They lay it out for you and, you know, they work on a contingency, which is good for co-ops and even condo owners if they're going to fight individually. When you have this result from the Department of Finance, generally you have 30 to 60 days to really make a decision. So what happens is that the new quarterly taxes are posted within the first week of June. So by October or November is when you make a decision, you get prorated if you guys get hit with the lower assessment, which in theory is very good for your budget.
Let's go back, Armin. You talked about contesting the Department of Finance's assessment and market value. That's where the tax certiorari lawyers come in. Do you have a stable of lawyers that you go to at this time, or do you just go shopping for a lawyer who can handle an appeal on a tax ruling?
So we do have a handful of tax certiorarians that we work with and that have been successful. One firm that we've been very successful with is Jeffrey Golkin and Associates. They've been probably doing this for close to three decades now, and they're very familiar with the hands-on system approach where they invite us to the actual court hearings where you contest. They tell us what happens then and there. They tell us what we should give them, such as if a co-op has leases that, you know, owners can actually sublease their units, they tell us to give them leases so we can actually show them, hey, look, you know, this is how much we're actually getting versus what the rental comparables are in the neighborhood. So we're not actually getting 5,000 unit, we're actually getting 2,500 unit, because these assessments are based off of the rental comps. They're not really based off of how much we're paying in maintenance.
Which is a weird thing to begin with. Now, these certiorari lawyers, do you sort of tailor them to the building? You've got a big co-op out in Queens versus a small co-op in Manhattan. Do different law firms tend to handle different types of buildings?
You know, for us, it's really understanding and feeling, kind of going off of our gut feeling with, if we think this company can handle Manhattan and Brooklyn, and do we think this other company is better off handling Bronx and Queens.
Okay. So you match the lawyer with the building. Now, once the certiorari does his thing or her thing, you get a final number from the Department of Finance. Then I guess comes the final act of budgeting to pay those taxes. Is that the end of the road here?
Exactly, Bill. That is the meat and the potatoes. Because as you know, in co-ops, budgeting for your property taxes, that is a major line item. I want to say that's probably anywhere from 30 to 50% of a co-op's operating budget. And in some cases, it's more. So once we have the final market value, once we have the final assessment and the agreement by the tax certiorari, is when we can finalize the operating budget for 2023 and going into 2024, but essentially 2024. So that way we can give shareholders notice towards the end of 2023 to let them know, hey guys, we hired a tax certiorari. This is how much we were paying in taxes. This is how much we settled for. This is how much we saved. However, there's still an increase. And due to the increase, we're going to have to increase your maintenance by 3% starting January 2024.
Now, this is not a time to kick the can down the road and say, we'll make it up next year. You've got to cover those numbers, right?
We have to, Bill. It's very important. And, you know, these buildings, they have mortgages by different banks, you know, National Cooperative Bank, Valley, Flushing, and I can tell you now that these banks will check, and they'll see, you know, they're gonna request for our budget, which is now mandatory that we give it to them. So it's important that they understand why we're having increases, and it's important for them to see that we're keeping up with the market, that we're doing our due diligence as a management company, and that the board is doing their due diligence, and that the building is staying healthy. So if anyone ever wants to refinance, sell, or buy into the building, it makes it easier, and it makes people want to buy into the building because it's a healthy building.
Right. They pay their taxes on time, a key ingredient, right?
That is very, very important, because if you don't, then I can tell you now that there are interest and even penalties, and you know, there's ramifications with your underlying mortgage company if you don't.
Well, Armin Radoncic,
thanks for the lesson on taxes. I learned a lot. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Anytime, Bill. Happy to help.